This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to go back to the Amazon HQ2 Palooza here for a minute and talk about one of the cities that didn't make it to the big dance. You know, one of the cities that spent all that money and all those hours gathering all that data to put together a pitch that, as we learned today, officially went nowhere. Or did it? From WESA in Pittsburgh, one of Amazon's top 20, by the way, but not one of its top two, Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look at what might be the real payoff.
I'm with Pittsburgh City Councilwoman Deborah Gross, and we're driving through what's known as Robotics Row. Apple, Facebook, and Uber are just a few of the big names in this 15-block stretch close to downtown Pittsburgh.
There's probably not a place where this many technology innovators in competition with each other are next-door neighbors.
All those companies have taken up residence in the past decade or so, transforming empty warehouses into offices and labs. The city didn't have to do much to court them. They came to take advantage of the area's highly skilled labor force. And Gross says not much has improved since the company showed up.
There's not even sidewalk space. So there's no pedestrian infrastructure. There's no safety infrastructure. There were no streetlights.
Amazon has an office here, too. But when the company announced it was looking for a second headquarters, Pittsburgh realized it was going to take a lot to lure Amazon a second time. So more than 400 people from government, business, and higher ed, along with a team of highly paid consultants, studied every aspect of the region to prepare the 300-page proposal for HQ2.
If it takes a catalyst like that to bring people together in a room to really assess what our needs are, what our social needs are, what our infrastructure needs are, and how we can do better to meet them, that's not a bad thing.
What did they learn? The city schools? Not that great. The transportation system? Hard to get from here to there. And when it comes to ethnic diversity, the region is lacking. David Rupersberger with the Pittsburgh Regional Alliance worked on the proposal.
We recognized that the odds were long, but we also recognized early on that there was going to be benefit to this, regardless of whether we're selected or not. And we feel like we've already won.
One, because Pittsburgh now has a detailed and data-rich profile of itself that it can use to drive improvement. And since making it onto Amazon's short list of finalists, other companies have come calling.
What I would call mini Amazons.
Like Affirm, a financial tech company that said last month it'll set up a big office in Pittsburgh. There was also this.
Fly connection free to Seattle? It's the real deal, Pittsburgh. Get from the Steel City to the Emerald City in just a few hours on a new nonstop flight.
Pittsburgh was already in line for the flight, but Christina Kasatosis, CEO at the Pittsburgh Airport, said the timing looked good nonetheless and made it easier to court other airlines and flights.
Amazon gave us a great platform to say, see, look, we're in contention for this. And that was a fantastic calling card for us.
As some cities have learned, sometimes just being a contender is enough. Let's go back to the 90s. United Airlines was looking to build a new maintenance facility that would create 5,000 jobs. The finalists were Indianapolis and Oklahoma City. When Indianapolis won, Oklahoma City pressed United to reveal why. Former Mayor Mick Cornett.
So they finally disclosed that they had sent in some mid-level executives and their spouses and asked them to spend a weekend in Oklahoma City and report back to the board of directors in Chicago. And when the board looked at that report, they just decided they couldn't imagine their employees living there.
It was hard to hear, but it spurred the city to improve its downtown and outdoor space with hotels and restaurants and bring in sports teams. And those changes attracted new companies. Cornett says the United facility was
the best thing that didn't happen.
Years from now, some cities may be saying the same thing about Amazon HQ2. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.